Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We spent a lot of time last week hearing the Holy Week scriptures because it's important. Important to hear the Word of God that tells us the story of Holy Week and of what Jesus said and did, what He suffered, how He died, and how He rose again from the dead. But it's just as important to hear the prophecies leading up to Holy Week, the prophecies leading up to the birth and life of Christ Jesus. We spent quite a bit of time in Isaiah's prophecies, and we will spend more. We heard other prophecies from Zechariah and other prophets concerning the suffering, death, and resurrection of the Christ. That's how the Holy Spirit works. He takes the prophecies that foretold the Christ's coming, combined with the connections made for us in the Gospels with Christ's coming, and combined together, the Holy Spirit creates faith in our hearts in that Jesus, that He was the one whom God promised to send, did send, has sent, and now is our Savior who lives and reigns forever. This evening, we saw how two of Jesus' disciples encountered Him, not first by recognizing who He was, but first by listening to the word that He spoke. That's what the Scripture's main message is to us concerning the resurrection of Christ, that in order to believe it, in order to believe in Him, faith has to be founded not on seeing the risen Lord Jesus, but on hearing His word. Faith has to be founded on God's word, or it will never last. Those two disciples were walking toward the town called Emmaus on Easter Sunday afternoon. One of them is called Cleopas, who is probably the same man who is called Clopas by the Apostle John in his Gospel. And Clopas was Jesus' uncle. He was the husband of Jesus' mother Mary's sister, also named Mary. So many Marys in the Gospels. We don't know the name of the other disciple, but they weren't among the 12 apostles. They had been disciples, not apostles. Disciples who had witnessed the events of Holy Week and of Good Friday, whose hopes that Jesus might be the Christ, the Redeemer of Israel, had been dashed on Good Friday. Even the reports of the women that they heard early that morning hadn't been enough to give them their hope back. Why did Jesus not allow them to recognize Him as He walked with them on the road toward Emmaus? Why were their eyes restrained so that they couldn't recognize Him? Because the kind of faith they would need for the rest of their life doesn't come from seeing. It comes from hearing. And so Jesus walked through the Old Testament scriptures with them as He walked on the road with them, making the connection for them between prophecy and fulfillment, one after another, starting with Moses in the books of Genesis through Deuteronomy, and then going on to all the prophets, prophecy, connection in the life of Jesus and in His suffering, death, and resurrection. Using the Holy Scriptures, Jesus swept out the debris in their hearts, the debris of misinterpretation that plagued the people of Israel, the notions that the Christ would appear glorious at His coming, that He would restore an earthly kingdom to Israel, that He would take up the throne of His kingdom without any suffering, without any dying, and therefore without having to rise again. As they walked, they began to see the truth that the Christ, whose coming was prophesied in the Old Testament, had to come first to suffer for sin, that He was to be like the Passover lamb and like all the Old Testament sacrifices, shedding his innocent blood in order to keep safe all the guilty who believed in him. He had to be lifted up on a cross like the bronze serpent that Moses lifted up in the wilderness so that all who look to him in faith are saved from the serpent's venom. He had to be like the tabernacle and the temple, God's dwelling place on earth, and the temple of his body had to be destroyed and rebuilt again in 3 days. The hearts of those two disciples burned within them as they listened to the word of God that Jesus spoke to them, as the Holy Spirit worked through it to open the eyes of their hearts to see, to understand, and to believe. Only then, after their faith was resting securely on the foundation of God's word, only then did Jesus reveal himself to them and allow them to recognize him. He didn't first show them the proofs of his resurrection. He didn't show them his body and say, "Look, it's me." He first led them to faith through the word, and then he allowed them to see. And so it is with us too. We haven't seen Jesus with our eyes, but he has sent his gospel out into the world to walk with us through this life. And his Holy Spirit has caused our hearts to burn as he shows us that all of Scripture was pointing to the cross and to the empty tomb of the Christ, so that we might believe in him and be saved. That's the message that brought us to faith, and it's the same message and the same preaching of law and gospel that will bring others to faith. No programs, no activities, no gimmicks, no youth groups, no amount of training and apologetics, no shroud of Turin will bring a single soul to be convinced of Jesus' resurrection or to trust in Jesus for salvation. Only the Scriptures, only the Word of God, only the preaching that centers on Christ and on him crucified and risen according to Holy Scripture. And if the Scriptures were telling the truth about Christ's death and about his resurrection, then you can be sure they are also telling the truth about Christ reigning at the right hand of the Father and about his constant care for his holy Christian church and for every single baptized member of it. So even though you don't see Jesus yet, listen to the Scriptures, listen to the Word of God, and your faith will grow. And then, if you know someone who doesn't know the risen Lord Jesus, don't try to convince them with arguments and proofs. Just use the Scriptures. Tell the story of God's Word. It's the Holy Spirit's only tool for bringing people to faith. And if we come to know Christ through God's Word, then he will surely abide with us here on earth by his Spirit until, after believing in him through the Word, we see him in person with our own eyes when he comes again in glory. Amen. Please stand. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.